The ocean depths are hidden from view, but the products of the ocean find their way to our dinner tables every day. The reefs and deep sea ecosystems surrounding Hawaii are home to vast populations of fish and crustaceans, all of which are harvested by the fishing fleets of Hawaii, and demand on these populations has never been higher. In times past, traditional Hawaiians regulated their fishing of the oceans and were able to sustain food for around 1 million people. In the 21st century, Hawaii has over 1 million residents and approximately 7 million visitors per year. High market prices for fish combined with modern high-tech methods of fishing are putting incredible pressure on the ocean ecosystems of Hawaii. Long ago, in pre-contact times, Hawaiians consciously regulated their fishing activities. They paid careful attention to spawning seasons and enforced strict protocols on who was able to fish and where they were able to do it. The result of this was sustainable fishing, with populations able to recover and healthy ocean ecosystems were maintained. The question of whether today's fishing industry requires more regulation is a contentious one. There is more to population health than simple numbers. Without suitable habitat, fish populations can decline in spite of increased regulation. To ensure that the delicacies of the deep are ever present on our menus, we must perhaps take a more holistic approach to the ocean. Mahalo Aina is a collaborative effort of the Hawaii Forest Institute, County of Hawaii Department of Research and Development, and Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Christopher Phillips.